The Planet Man. This is the fascinating story of Dantro, the Planet Man, troubleshooter for the League of Planets organization, the law enforcement body for peace and justice in the celestial world, whose headquarters and center of operations are situated on the capital of all the planets, Planaria Rex. From Mercury to Pluto, wherever danger threatens the universe, you will find Dantro, the Planet Man, fighting for fair play. In a moment, the Planet Man. Dantro, the Planet Man, and Slats are captives of a planet where robots rule, and only two living beings remain of the once great race that built the machines, Klar, an old man, and his daughter, Mira. One of the master robots, O-1-2, has given Dantro and Slats their choice of helping the robots conquer the universe, either voluntarily or as mindless slaves. The Planet Man has chosen to volunteer in the hope that they could somehow escape or wreck the robots' plans.
Just as you say, O-1-2, we'll report to the master mecha robot, ZR-5, at the spaceship laboratory. He'll know what to do. Come on, Slats.
Coming. Wow, this is the laboratory to end all laboratories. It's like Dantro's Inferno. The pond, Dantro's Inferno.
Really?
Nothing.
Even knowing how well organized the robots are, it's hard to believe that a tremendous setup like this could run without living beings behind it.
Well, it must cover a couple of square miles. I don't see the Alpha, though.
That's got me worried, too. Even in a place like this, the Alpha would stand out.
What are we headed for?
That cluster of machines over there. Unless we change direction.
Transporter's slowing down. We're still a way off.
Oh, the attendant wants us to get down. I guess we walk the rest of the way.
I feel much safer on the transporter.
We better get down, Slats. The transporter's stopped. Your friend here is getting impatient again.
Well, here goes.
Quite a sight, isn't it?
Yeah, these machines are each as big as any tent I've ever seen. That one in the center of the group makes those look small.
That must be the master mecha robot. See, there are leads from each of these to that one.
Yeah, hey, is that what I think it is?
What are you talking about, Slats?
There, over there, look.
Where? Oh, Slats, if that's what I think it is, we'll have to change our plans.
It is a part of the Alpha, then.
Looks like it. Unless they've built duplicates, that's the atomic unit from our ship.
No wonder we couldn't spot the Alpha. They probably have it in a million pieces spread out all over the place.
Well, there's a chance it may merely be a copy.
You wouldn't bet on it, though, would you? Just don't push me, Junior. I'm moving.
Maybe the Master Mecha Robot will tell us what's happened. We're practically there.
Yeah, what we think is right. There are going to be a few changes around here before they get rid of us. Here, I've been imagining us sneaking out onto the Alpha and streaking back to Roar for help, and then...
No matter what happens, don't blow your top, Slats. We're still a long way from being licked.
Bring them along here. I've been waiting too long.
We're coming. It's just that we're so overwhelmed by the laboratory.
Well, I'm glad to see that you're intelligent enough to recognize the superior equipment we have developed.
Ask them if they've torn the Alpha apart.
Give me time, Slats.
Did the Orientor tell you why you are here?
Yes, he said we were to cooperate with your study of our ship, help you to understand how it works so that your factories could then duplicate it.
That is substantially correct. You realize, of course, that we really don't need your help. We could work out all the principles ourselves.
Oh, sure. It's just that you like us.
What was that?
Nothing.
What do you two call yourselves?
Well, I'm Dantro, and he's called Slats.
You may address me as ZR-5. Now it is time we got to work.
Tell me... Is that the atomic unit from our ship we saw as we came in?
Yes. We have dismantled the ship completely in order to study it better.
Dismantle the Alpha? Great, just great. What do we do now, Dantro? What do we do? We're stuck good and proper.
I don't know, Slats, but we'll work out something. We've got to. A lot more than our lives depend on it.
We have been able to identify most of the circuit, but there is one that I don't quite understand. Here. You see this series of loops?
That's merely a safety field in case of an overload.
Dantro, that's not a...
Of course it is, Slats.
Yeah, sure, sure.
You had better go over to the section that is studying the armament we found on your ship. That group of machines there. And don't go anywhere else unless you are ordered to. Your attendant will be with you at all times.
You need not fear. We're reconciled to this.
Hey, what's going on? You know darn well that was part of the Astral Drive setup. Why'd you tell them it was just a safety factor?
Well, I know they'll find out sooner or later, but we can gain a little time.
Time for what? To watch them blast the galaxy? You go on where he said. I'm going to look around.
But the attendant's going along. He's behind us.
Maybe he'll follow you. I'll just stop him. See, you keep on walking.
All right, but don't force anything. It's not time.
He's stopping. He doesn't know whether to follow you or stay with me.
He's decided to follow me. Don't go far away, Slats, and be ready to join me if anything goes wrong.
Is he kidding? Don't go far. Where can I go? I'll just snoop around here a little. These machines give me the willies. Hey, what's this? Another attendant robot? Or is that the same one that went with Dantro? I might have known they'd get wise fast. Okay, I'm just going now. Yeah. Funny, he doesn't seem to be trying to get me back there. Just stands in front of me. What's that he's holding out? A piece of paper. Something written on it. Maybe a note from Mira. Wow. What do you know? I've got to get to Dantro fast. Yeah, and just as I told you, Dantro, this attendant robot walked up to me and handed me this note. Read it.
You'll be contacted in your quarters tonight by another messenger. Do not betray his presence. I'm your friend.
What's this all about? Do you think there are other people on this planet besides Mira and her father, I mean? People the robots don't know about?
It's hard to believe, but it's possible. Then again, this might be some trick.
Who'd bother to play tricks? They know we're under their thumbs or whatever a robot has.
It might be a test to see if we really mean to cooperate with them.
I don't know. My hunches are working again. I got a hunch this means what it says. I certainly hope so. We could use a friend right now. As a matter of fact, we could use about 10,000 of them, armed with disruptors.
Well, let's wait and see what happens tonight.
A strange note from a strange robot. What is this contact which Dantro and Slats are to receive come nightfall? We'll be back in a moment, so level up. When we left Dantro and Slats, they had just reviewed the strange note which they received from a strange robot during their talk with ZR-5. We find them now in their quarters as they discuss this new development.
I guess that note was a phony. I asked Mira when we got back that it's possible for any other living beings to survive without the robots knowing about it. She said they have gadgets that are detected in a minute.
Why would they bother to send us a note?
I don't know. Who can figure out what goes on in a robot's mind? We've been waiting now for hours. Let's hit the sack. I'm bushed.
Well, you go to sleep if you want. I'll wait a few minutes longer.
I thought you were the level-headed one in this combination. Now, you really seem to think that note is on the level. Well, if you want to sit up...
Shh.
You hear something?
Not sure. Listen.
Sounds like a drill or something.
Where's it coming from?
You probably think it's my imagination, but I could swear it's from the wall there. Hey, maybe somebody's drilling through the springers.
Keep your voice down. The attendant robot is still outside the door.
Oh, he can't hear what we're saying. You don't think somebody's cutting through to let us out, huh? What's going on?
It's getting louder.
Yeah.
Look, something came right through the wall. There's a cable leading back into the hole.
Looks like a miniature earth borer. Remember those big machines we saw in the street? What the dickens is this all about? Now, careful, Dantro. Don't get too close.
I've got a chance at Slats, but surely the robots wouldn't go to all this trouble. There's something hanging from the cable. I want to get a good look.
What is it? Can you tell? Careful, don't touch it.
It's all right. See? Say, it looks like a miniature communicator.
You're kidding.
No, come closer. See, here's the switch. There's a small speaker right here.
What are you going to do?
The only thing I can do. Throw the switch and see what happens.
Hello. Hello, men from space. Do you hear me? This is a two-way communicator. If you hear me, answer at once.
Slats! Slats, the note must have been on the level.
I don't know. I just don't know. I hope so, but now...
Hello, hello. We hear you. Come in.
This is T21. I want to help you. Will you cooperate with me?
T21, another of those robots. And he wants us to cooperate, too. I've had about all the cooperating I can take.
Let's find out what he means, Sludge. Hello, are you a robot?
I am a robot. But unlike the others, I have never turned against life. I am located near here. I used this metal borer to carry word to you. I can help you defeat the other robots. Will you cooperate?
What do you say, Sludge? Shall we do it?
Well, what can we lose? We're stymied as things are. It's worth taking a chance that he's on the level.
That's the way I feel, too. Hello, T21. We will cooperate. Tell us what to do. We will cooperate.
Dantro and Slat's new contact is really developed. Or is this a trap being set by ruling robots? Who is T21? We'll be back in a moment, but first, here is a message the Planet Man wants you to hear. Tune in again for more transcribed thrills and adventures. Rocket millions of light years into space with Dantro, the Planet Man. The Planet Man.